from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kurds claim yet another victory against Islamic State in northern Syria. Kurdish-led forces in Syria say they've captured the town of Ain Issa in the north from the Islamic State group. If true, the Kurds, backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, are now about 50 kilometers from Raqqa, which the IS group considers the capital of its self-declared caliphate that spans across much of Syria and Iraq. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
We obviously have seen steady progress across northeast Syria. The United States and our coalition partners will continue to be engaged in that effort to drive back ISIL.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei made clear in an address on Tuesday night that Iran will not accept any long-term curbing of its nuclear program as negotiators from his country and a group of world powers close in on a deadline for reaching a comprehensive agreement. The two sides have been working on the details of a plan to scale back Iran's nuclear program for a period of 10 years in exchange for relief from sanctions. The United Nations says troops from another contingent of its Central African Republic peacekeeping force are suspected of sexually abusing children. UN spokesman Stephanie Dujarric would not name the troops' country of origin.
MINUSCA reports that it has received allegations of sexual abuse perpetrated against street children in Bangui by members of one of its contingents. The troop-contributing member state was immediately notified, and an investigation procedure was initiated. Medical care and assistance is now being provided to the alleged victims. If the allegations are substantiated, this would constitute a grave violation of UN principles.
This is VOA News. The office of French President François Hollande says allegations are unacceptable that the U.S. eavesdropped on his phone calls and those of his two predecessors and adds that France will not tolerate anything that threatens its security. Mr. Hollande released the statement on Wednesday after meeting with his defense counsel to discuss the release by WikiLeaks of documents saying that the U.S. National Security Agency spied on the last three French presidents. Insults flew in South Africa's parliament on Tuesday as members debated the government's decision to not arrest Sudan's president on an international genocide warrant during his recent visit. The debate exposed not only the different opinions about the government's actions, but also the deep acrimony that has lately come to define South African politics. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
More than 90 minutes into the debate, South African lawmakers were still launching angry verbal assaults on President Jacob Zuma and on each other. The bitterness was perhaps best expressed by opposition politician Musiwa Lekota.
The leadership, President Zuma and his cabinet, do not deserve to lead us. They have failed to uphold the constitution of our land. The oaths you made mean nothing. You lied to us. You said you'd uphold the constitution, uphold the law, and be the example. You have misled the people of our country. And now we are ashamed.
Peter Mulder, another opposition party leader, said he thought this was the worst scandal the nation has seen in a while. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges that he masterminded a genocide in Sudan's Darfur region. The Rwandan government has denounced the arrest of its intelligence chief in the United Kingdom at the request as unacceptable and an outrage. At the request of Spain, Karenzi Karake was arrested on allegations of war crimes. Mr. Karake was detained on London's Heathrow Airport on Saturday and is to appear in court on Thursday for his alleged role in reprisal killings during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. It's a development welcomed by Ignacio Hoftes of the rights group Amnesty International.
We think that Spain, that has started an investigation in 2008 and nothing happened until today, is a good news for the fight against impunity of these grave human rights violations. So we hope that this person will come to Spain and will be judged before the Spanish courts.
Rwanda's foreign minister denounced the arrest, saying Western solidarity is demeaning Africans and is unacceptable. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.